USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As demonstrations and protests, in some cases turning into riots, continue in many American cities following the death of George Floyd while in police custody just over a week ago, Floyd's family says it will be marching towards Houston City Hall today as those protests continue in that city as well. Mayor Sylvester Turner saying they expect thousands of people, and law enforcement officials have been called from all levels.
We're going to continue to lift up this family. The march is not a City of Houston event, but it is being organized by our local community activists.
A funeral for George Floyd, who hailed from Houston, is to be held in that city next week. Former VP Joe Biden could clinch the Democratic presidential nomination tonight if he racks up the big victories he's expected to get in primary elections in seven states as well as the District of Columbia today. And this is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
A Las Vegas police officer is said to be in grave condition after being shot last night during a protest-turned-riot in the streets of Las Vegas following the death of George Floyd. Meanwhile, in Missouri, four St. Louis police officers are being treated after they were shot overnight during a protest. The police chief saying those officers are expected to recover, but too many officers have been targeted throughout the protests in his city and elsewhere.
They were throwing fireworks on officers. Fireworks were exploding on officers. They had officers that had gas poured on them. And you're trying to figure out what is going on.
Pepper spray is now the top-selling item in the sports and outdoors category on Amazon.com. The online retailer is also seeing a surge in Black Lives Matter merchandise. It comes, of course, as the protests and riots continue across the nation, sparked by George Floyd's death. And this is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
President Trump threatening military action across the nation to prevent George Floyd protests from turning into violence and rioting. Late yesterday in the White House Rose Garden, the president said if governors and local police can't do it, he'll send in troops and quickly solve the problem for them. As tense protests were building not far away, Trump also said,
I am also taking swift and decisive action to protect our great capital, Washington, D.C. What happened in the city last night was a total disgrace.
A short time after he spoke, Washington's curfew took effect and military helicopters hovered low above protesters in what some witnesses and journalists called an intimidating show of force. The wife of the fired Minneapolis cop charged in the death of George Floyd has filed for divorce. Elton John is among those having to lay people off because of coronavirus. With his farewell Yellowbrook Road tour suspended now, Sir Elton has furloughed his band until he's able to begin rescheduling shows. The Daily Mail estimating the rocker has lost $75 million because of those canceled shows. So far, Elton John has lost 34 shows in the United States this year alone. And with uncertainty surrounding the virus in the U.S., they say it's possible the remaining 48 shows for the second half of the year could be lost as well. You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.